You are now listening to Soul Food with Bishop Joshua. Stay tuned to listen to this message of faith. Each week, we are ready to share with you spiritual nourishment for your soul. Don't miss it. It's time for some Soul Food.
You can be born perfectly rich, have a very good lifestyle, have parents who care very well for you. I don't think mental health issues discriminate against anyone of any race, gender, or social background.
Hi, nice to meet you. Please have a seat.
My name is Nicole. I'll be your moderator for this discussion.
I'm Nicholas. Today, I'm going to ask you a few questions about mental health in Singapore. What do you know about mental illness?
I just know there's depression.
How do you say that? Bipolar disorder.
The wire short circuit, you know?
This guy's crazy, say all these kind of words.
Has nothing to do with me.
Would you hire somebody with mental health condition?
I'll probably, you know, make them work in a, you know, admin site.
Sweeper, cleaner, or some simple job for them.
Either they hurt themselves or they're going to hurt somebody else. Then if you have mental illness, you apply for a job. I mean, who in the right sense would really want to take you?
Would you date somebody who has a mental health condition?
Some of them will get quite manipulative. They'd say like, if you break up with me, I'll cut myself or I'll kill myself.
And then sometimes they tend to post unreasonable things, such as like a small thing that happened, and then they'll make a big fuss out of it.
I cannot handle. I don't know how to handle.
How would you react to, you know, a friend or family member who's diagnosed with mental illness?
The bridging needs to be the family and not a stranger.
If possible, I would just stay away as far as possible.
I didn't introduce myself fully. I suffer from clinical depression.
I was clinically diagnosed with depression. I'm living in recovery.
And I overcame it. I wrote a letter that I would like you to read out to me aloud.
Twelve years is a long time to live with a mental health condition.
In the 12 years that I've been diagnosed with depression,
this is what I've learned.
I've learned that the greatest battles we fight are the ones with ourselves.
I've learned that most conversations about employment end the moment I review my diagnosis.
I've learned that shame is something society teaches you.
I've learned how to say sorry for showing symptoms of my condition.
I've learned that friends can disappear and I will never hear from them again.
I've learned that family doesn't always know how to support you, no matter how much you need them.
I've learned that hope is a little voice that whispers maybe.
I've learned that recovery is a process.
I've learned that one small crack doesn't mean I'm broken.
I've learned that I have an illness, but this illness is not my identity.
So sorry that you have to go through this.
I'm so sorry.
Do you have any questions you want to ask me?
Don't stop listening here on Soul Food. We will be back with more.
Fighting voices voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and down? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Ooh, oh, you say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think I'm weak. You say I'm held when I am falling short.
Friend, may the Lord Jesus bless your life. It is a new day, a new era, a new life. We are not here to promote a church, a ministry, or a pastor. We are here to help you, regardless of your religion. If you are Catholic, Muslim, you are believer or non-believer, whether you believe or not, come as you are. We are here to assist you, to help you, and your life is going to change. I said, your life is going to change. You are out there right now and you are drinking. Yes, you are drinking because of this depression. You cannot cope with the problem anymore. You are depressed inside of you, your soul is squeezed, and this is it. You don't want to live anymore. You feel depressed, your soul is squeezed inside of your chest. Sometimes you cannot even breathe. No, you can't breathe. You feel downcast. You don't want to live anymore. You can count on us. Elaine was always crying. She was always depressed. Depressed because what she most wanted, she did not have it. She just wanted to be a mother. She got married not knowing that she was barren. After the wedding, she could not conceive. Her husband found a girlfriend, a lover. And guess what? The lover had babies, children. What made that woman so depressed? I am talking about Hannah. Yes, she was always crying. She did not want to eat. She did not want to be around people, just like you. You always cry. You have no appetite, no taste for life. You just want to die. One day, her husband came to her with some questions. Questions as he asked her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So he wanted to know why she was in that situation. Just like your father wants to know why you are suffering. Why you cry? Your husband also, like Elkanah, he wants to know from you why you cry. You are always crying, depressed, angry. You don't care for the house, for your hair, for your appearance. You don't want to eat. The only light in this room is your device, or your computer, or your TV. This is the only thing that has light, but the room is dark. You do not open the window. You cannot see the light outside. because your soul is in darkness and you like to be in the dark. We are going to have this event, which we call Defeat Depression Event. To defeat the depression, medications cannot heal your soul. There is no a happy pill. You cannot go to the pharmacy or even over the counter and buy pills for your soul. Only the Lord can heal your soul and deliver you and set you free. Come as you are, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Christian, non-Christian, it is not a church event. It's an event to defeat depression.
Why would I go home? My home was never a home. I'm tired of being bashed to the floor with no shoulder to cry on. All they ever did was abuse me. The lashes wounded me. And man, my biggest fear was me losing me. I was hurt so much, my mom would pop pills and beat me till my heart busts. Do you know how that feel? Have you been through that as well? My soul has been in conflict, my mind afflicted. Crazy is, nobody outside could never see this difference. Man, I'm tired of this. Make me believe that there's better. I wish that this was just a dream, man. I didn't ask for this. Why me? Why me? Why me? Am I the only one who feel this way? Everything else for me is going blank. Man, I wish that there were some better days. Can someone show me that there's a better way?
If you know anyone suffering from depression or you yourself are, reach out to us. We are here to help you. Stay tuned to tomorrow's episode here on Soul Food. Share this episode with a friend or family member. And keep your notifications for more food for your soul.
In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. Oh, you say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think I'm weak. And you say I'm held when I am falling short of when I don't belong. Oh, you say I'm yours, and I believe, I believe what you say of me. Oh, I believe. Taking all I have and now I'm laying it at your feet. You have every failure, God. You have every victory. Oh, you say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think I'm weak. And you say I'm held when I